Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute away. Let's talk Brachos 7, my favorite number. Rav Yochanan says about Hashem's anger, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, how do we know that we must not try to placate a man in the time of his anger? For it is written, my face will go and I will give you rest. The Holy One, blessed is he, said to Moshe, wait until my countenance of anger shall pass, and then I shall give you rest. The Gemara asks, but is there anger before Hashem, the Holy One, blessed is he? The Gemara answers, yes, there is. God is angry every day, but how long does his anger last? It only lasts a moment. And then it goes into calculations and talks about Bilam. Bilam knew when that moment was, and he wanted to curse the Jews during that, but thank God Hashem made it into a blessing. What we can learn from here is two different things. A, just like Pirkei Avos teaches us about all the different things, a person, when it comes to anger, a person should be hard to anger, but easy to appease. You know, if a person gets angry, and anger is a midah, unfortunately, that's present in a lot of us, myself included, we should try to work on ourselves that it's hard to anger us, but we should be easy to appease. It should dissipate very quickly. So the two things are that we should work on ourselves that we shouldn't get angry in general, but if we do get angry, it should easily pass. It should be gone. It should come out of us very, very quickly. And the thing about that is that, as Pirkei Avos explains, you know, when it talks about the Midah is something we have to work on our whole life. The Rambam also explains, in all things you should take the middle path. The middle thing is really the best. In two instances that I can remember, I can know of, there you have to avoid it at all costs. You have to go to the opposite. One of them is arrogance and haughtiness, and the other one is anger. Because as the Gemara explains, anger is like idolatry. When a person gets so angry, they're so caught up with themselves, they can't think of anyone else. It's all about them. They can't think about Hashem. It's almost as if a person is worshipping themselves and only caring about themselves. And anger really is destructive. And I'm talking to myself mostly, but anger is very, very destructive. We have to avoid it at all costs. It ruins relationships. It ruins lives. We should do whatever we can to work on this trait. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 8 here on the Audio DDD with T.